From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia examines further steps after International Court of Justice decision. Kamala Harris has enough support from delegates to be Democratic nominee. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will examine in depth the advisory opinion of the International Court of Justice, or ICJ, regarding the legal consequences arising from Israeli policies and practices in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem, issued on Friday. Director General of Asia, Pacific and Africa of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Abdul Qadir Jailani, on Monday in Jakarta said the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, through the permanent representative of the Republic of Indonesia to the United Nations in New York, will engage all parties to discuss steps that can be taken after the ICJ decision. Therefore, currently, what the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is doing together with the permanent representative of the Republic of Indonesia in New York is to conduct an in-depth study by coordinating with all relevant countries to determine further steps. Simultaneously with these efforts, according to Abdul Qadir Jailani, Indonesia continues to strengthen efforts to encourage the completion of the two-state solution, which remains the best option that can be made in resolving the Palestinian issue. Apart from that, according to him, the ICJ advisory opinion is also an important momentum in encouraging recognition countries against the state of Palestine. Indonesian President Joko Widodo affirmed the importance of preparing Indonesia's young generation not only with intelligence but also with strong characters and broad insight. It was conveyed by President Joko Widodo after attending the commemoration of National Children's Day held in Puncak, Papua on Tuesday.
I think children in the future must be prepared for their intelligence, insight, and character.
Pintarannya, kepandaiannya, wawasannya, dan karakternya.
Moreover, President Joko Widodo has explained the future of the nation is also very dependent on how children today are prepared to face various challenges and opportunities in the future. He appreciated the enthusiasm of Papuan children in the commemoration of National Children's Day, which this time was held on a large scale in Jayapura, Papua. President Joko Widodo also conveyed a special message to Papuan children and all Indonesian children to continue to learn. Next, we have the economic sector that becomes the center of attention in the bilateral relationship between Peru and Indonesia. This was conveyed by the Peruvian ambassador to Indonesia, Luis Suboyama, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday. According to Luis Suboyama, economic relations between Indonesia and Peru have a lot of potential, but have not been optimized to boost trade of both countries. Currently, according to him, the total trade between the two countries has almost reached $500 million. Ambassador Luis Tsuboyama explained, the two countries are committed to increasing the value of trade. The Indonesia-Peru Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiation is one of the efforts to increase the value of trade between the two countries.
El enfoque principal que se da a la relación bilateral entre Perú e Indonesia es económico. La relación económica con Indonesia tiene mucho potencial.
Economic relations between Indonesia and Peru have a lot of potential, but have not been maximized properly. Trade cooperation between Peru and Indonesia is almost $500 million. I believe the ongoing IP-CEPA negotiations will help increase trade.
El acuerdo comercial entre los dos países, cuya primera ronda se llevó a cabo en abril, la segunda posiblemente sea en agosto, va a ayudar a crecer, digamos, el intercambio comercial.
In addition to the economic sector, which focused by both countries, Luis also seeks to improve bilateral relations in the cultural and educational sectors. In the education sector, he facilitates dialogue or cooperation between several universities in Indonesia and Peru. Ambassador Luis mentioned several universities in Indonesia, including Parahyangan University in Bandung, West Java, have established cooperation with the Catholic University of Peru. The two universities are negotiating academic cooperation agreements, such as the exchange of students, lecturers, and researchers. The largest and most comprehensive exhibition of handicrafts in Southeast Asia, or INACRAFT, will come back on October 2nd to the 6th, 2024, at the Jakarta Convention Center. At the INACRAFT on October Volume 3 event, will spoil craft and fashion lovers in Indonesia by carrying the concept of youth pruners. INACRAFT is the concern and attention of the Indonesian Handicraft Exporters and Manufacturers Association as the organizer of the event to the world of Indonesian crafts. The association's chairman, Muhsin Rijan, in the press conference of INACRAFT Volume 3 in Jakarta on Monday, pointed out the association, as the organizer, provides the widest possible opportunity for young people to work at the INACRAFT event. According to Muhsin Rijan, as the largest handicraft event in Southeast Asia, INACRAFT can be a forum for the innovative work of young Indonesians.
Kita adakan apresiasi budaya, apresiasi anak muda, apresiasi kuliner, apresiasi.
We have cultural, youth, culinary, art appreciation, and many others that we have tried to raise these young people who do not have a special place. But because the association with its INACRAFT is the largest and most comprehensive exhibition in Southeast Asia, this opportunity will make young people be more built. Moreover, the INACRAFT on October Volume 3 exhibition will have the theme Youthpreneurs Make It at Market, with the tagline Totally Different. The INACRAFT Volume 3 exhibition will be a little bit different from the previous ones because the exhibition area is divided by zones based on the type of products. It aims to facilitate buyers in finding quality products. In addition to the theme, INACRAFT Volume 3 presents supporting activities such as INACRAFT Model Hunt, Young Fashion Design Competition tailored to Gen Z, while the organizers also provide insight programs that aim to explore the younger generation further while expanding business and market networks. The organizing committee targets transactions during the five-day exhibition about 150 billion rupiah, with a target visitor of more than 100,000 people. The last national news comes from the main expert of tourism and creative economy at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia, Nia Niscaya, has revealed air connectivity is very important for the movement of foreign tourists. This was conveyed by Nia Niscaya at the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. Nia Niscaya explained, 70% of foreign tourists come to Indonesia by air. Therefore, to achieve 14.3 million foreign tourist arrivals in 2024, collaboration is needed. NIA is also grateful that in the near future, there will be additional air flight access.
Kita ingin mencapai target yang tertinggi yaitu 14,3 juta dan ini masih
we want to reach the highest target of 14.3 million and this is still around 36.67% of the upper target. So this is still a big challenge that needs collaboration and thank you that it turns out that the flight will add access so it can be seen how flights or via air play an important role in providing connectivity to a destination. Moreover, NIA Niscaya has further explained air connectivity is planned to increase with the opening of several flight paths by several airlines. She revealed starting October 27, Jeju Air will serve Incheon Denpasar flights. Then Batik Air will serve Kuala Lumpur Surabaya, Kuala Lumpur Lombok, Kuala Lumpur Padang, and Kuala Lumpur Pekanbaru. While Super Air Jet is planned to inaugurate the Kuala Lumpur Aceh flight on August 3, 2024. Now we move to the international news. United States Vice President Kamala Harris has attracted the support of enough Democratic delegates to become the party's nominee for president. As reported by BBC.com, a survey by the Associated Press on Monday evening said Ms. Harris had received the endorsement of more than the 1,976 delegates needed to win the nomination in the first round of voting. Ms. Harris said she was proud to have secured broad support and looked forward to formally accepting the nomination. We end the news with Saudi Defense Minister Prince Khalid bin Salman met with the French ambassador to the kingdom, Ludovic Poil, in Riyadh on Monday. As reported by ArabNews.com, during the meeting, they reviewed relations between Saudi Arabia and France and discussed a number of issues and topics of common interest. The meeting was also attended by Prince Abdulrahman bin Mohammed bin Ayyaf, the Deputy Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff, Lieutenant General Fayyad bin Hamad al-Ruwaili. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights protecting and fulfilling children's rights for the bright future of the nation. Children are the nation's next generation. The future destiny of the nation lies in their hands. Therefore, the state must protect and fulfill children's rights for the better future of the nation. This is in line with the theme of the National Children's Day, commemorated today, 23rd July 2024, which resonates protecting children, progressive Indonesia. According to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, a child is generally defined as anyone under the age of 18. Children have fundamental rights that must be fulfilled by families, society, and the state. Ensuring that children's rights are fulfilled is an important step in shaping a healthy, intelligent, and potential generation to drive the nation forward in the future. Protecting and fulfilling children's rights are essential for the brighter future of the Indonesian nation, as children are the next generation of the nation. Fulfilling their rights to education, health, and protection will ensure that they grow up to be healthy, intelligent, and potential individuals. Quality human resources are the key to a country's economic and social development. With access to quality education and a healthy environment, children have a greater chance of getting rid of poverty. Adequate education enables them to get better jobs in the future. The government must ensure the protection of children's rights, including the prevention of violence, exploitation, and discrimination. A safe and supportive environment helps children develop optimally and avoid trauma, which can have long-term negative effects. Children also have the rights to be heard and to participate in. Children who grow up in an environment that values their opinions and participation are more likely to become active and responsible citizens in the future. By ensuring the rights of Indonesian children, the country is not only fulfilling its moral and legal obligations, but also laying a strong foundation for a better and brighter future for the entire nation. National Children's Day is an important impetus to enhance our concern and participation in ensuring the fulfillment of children's rights to live, grow, develop, and participate in an appropriate manner in accordance with human dignity and to be protected from violence and discrimination. The commemoration of National Children's Day is a form of commitment to uphold the rights of Indonesian children to live, grow, and develop. In order for children's rights to be properly fulfilled and their opinions to be heard, National Children's Day can be a place to raise awareness and evaluate the welfare of children. Happy National Children's Day! May Indonesian children be optimally protected and fulfilled for the progress of the Indonesian nation in the future. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'll start today in history with July the 23rd, 1984, the Indonesian National Children's Day established. The Indonesian National Children's Day was established in 1984 through a presidential decree. The decision stipulates July the 23rd as National Children's Day, which focuses on efforts to realize children's physical, spiritual, and social development. July 23rd was chosen because it is considered an important day for child welfare. On this date, the law on child welfare was passed in 1979. Returning to July the 23rd, 2001, Megawati Soekarno Putri was sworn in as President of Indonesia. Megawati Soekarno Putri is Indonesia's first female president. She became president after the People's Consultative Assembly held a special session in 2001 in response to the then President Abdurrahman Wahid's move to freeze the institutions and the Golkar Party. Megawati was inaugurated on July the 23rd, 2001, accompanied by Vice President Hamzah Has. Previously, from 1999 until 2001, she served as Vice President in the administration of President Abdurrahman Wahid. I'll end today in history with July 23, 2005, the bombings in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Approximately 88 people were killed and over 200 others injured when there were at least three large coordinated explosions within minutes of each other in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The suspected suicide bomber drove an explosive-laden vehicle through a security barricade into the reception area of a large hotel in Sharm el-Sheikh. The vehicle exploded violently and caused heavy damage. Another bomb blast in the Naama Bay area killed 17 people in the cafe. The attack occurred on Egyptian Revolution Day, a national holiday in Egypt, and was part of a strategy to disrupt the Egyptian economy by attacking the tourism industry. That was today in history.
Cinta, setangkai bunga takkan buat kau layu
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on President Joko Widodo opens the 51st Kokoktek, highlights the great potential of Indonesia's green economy. Indonesian President Joko Widodo officially opened the 51st International Coconut Conference and Exhibition, or Kokoktek, 2024 in Surabaya, East Java, on Monday, July the 22nd. In his remarks, the president emphasized the great potential for the green economy that Indonesia has, especially in the coconut industry. The head of state said that in the future, the green economy is a huge opportunity and potential for Indonesia, including those related to chocolate, mangroves, vanilla, coffee, pepper, cloves, and others. In particular is coconut, as Indonesia has a 3.8 million hectares land area for coconut with a production of 2.8 million tons per year, and this is very large. President Joko Widodo also highlighted Indonesia's coconut exports, which reach $1.55 billion based on existing data. According to the president, two provinces, namely North Sulawesi and Riau provinces, have become the largest coconut producers in Indonesia. He further said, seed quality, maintenance, and harvesting methods are key factors for increasing coconut production. Apart from that, the president also emphasized the importance of downstreaming in order to increase the added value of coconut products to support industry and create jobs. According to him, research is very important in increasing the added value of coconut. He sees that coconut waste is now becoming bioenergy, so it is important to continue to be developed. President Joko Widodo asked the international coconut community to unite in advancing a sustainable coconut industry. The president said that the International Coconut Conference and Exhibition was very important for Indonesia, and Indonesia also had an interest in introducing the great potential of national coconut. President Joko Widodo also invited the entire international coconut community to work together to advance a sustainable coconut industry that supports the world's green economy. The 51st Kokoktek Conference, themed Utilizing the Potential Coconut as a Tree of Life and Green Energy, is expected to expand networks and seek new opportunities for the development of the coconut industry in Indonesia, as well as introducing the great potential of Indonesian coconut globally. That was my Indonesia today.
Tanpa
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, today's Indonesian wonder takes you to Jatimulyo Tourism Village in Kulon Progo, Regency, Yogyakarta, which is officially designated as one of the best villages in the top 50 of the 2024 Anugerah Desa Wisata Indonesia, or Indonesian Tourism Village Awards by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. The award is presented to tourist villages that have achievements with assessment criteria from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Therefore, this time, we recommend you travel to Jatimulyo to enjoy its tourist attractions. It's located about 30 kilometers from downtown Yogyakarta. Jatimulyo Tourism Village is located at an altitude of 600 to 800 meters above sea level in Menoreh Mountains region, which is one of the villages that still adheres to a strong Javanese culture and has various tourist attractions, both natural and cultural ones. In its management, the community under the auspices of the Tourism Awareness Group maximizes the existing potential by promoting sustainability values. One of them is seen in the management of the Mudal River Ecotourism Attraction, which has become a favorite of both domestic and international tourists. This destination offers a treat in the form of a natural pool with clear water that comes from a spring in a cave. This spring used to be unkempt, but thanks to the initiative of residents who carried out cleaning and utilization, it slowly turned into a tourist destination. Traveling to Jatimulyo, you must enjoy the fresh water of Mudal River. Listener, Jatimulyo Tourism Village is also one of the villages that pioneer bird conservation activities. Not only you have the opportunity to get to know more about various types of birds and get closer to nature, you can also adopt a bird's nest. The village also has other tourist destinations, such as Kiskendo Cave, one of the highest karst caves in Java. There is also water source that is used for washing on Vesak Day, and there are also three or four tourist villages around Jatimulyo Tourist Village. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
sungai yang tak punya malu, mengalir meskipun terancam surut. Lalu kakimu melangkah ke rumahku setengah melirik mencoba rayu. Apa yang kau inginkan dari senyumku ya Tuhan? Gemar sekali kau lukiskan bintang untukku. Sungguh lihai tanganmu menata kembali hati yang hampir mati. Kan ku letakkan hangga di tengah dekat kita. Bisikan cinta membuatku terlena ke dalam pesona sukma yang begitu indah. Apa yang kau inginkan dari senyumku ya Tuhan? Oh, gemar sekali kau lukiskan bintang.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Di Bau Bau. Di Bau Bau.
Which means in Bau Bau. You will listen to a conversation about
Why? Why?
Which means?
Mengapa? Mengapa?
Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a tenun or woven cloth crest woman in Bau Bau. Chris asked why many women in Bau Bau are very skilled in making tenun or woven cloth. Let's listen to their conversations.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Well, after listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, why, which means
Mengapa? Mengapa?
We will say it two times slowly and please repeat it after us.
Saya. Saya.
Which means I.
Mengapa. Mengapa.
Which means why.
Banyak. Banyak.
Which means many.
Perempuan. Perempuan.
Which means women.
Pandai. Pandai.
Which means to be skilled or good at.
Menenun. Menenun.
Which means weaving or making woven cloth.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means why are many women here skilled in weaving?
Tradisi. Tradisi.
Which means tradition.
Percaya. Percaya.
Which means believe.
Membawa. Membawa.
Which means bring.
Kebaikan. Kebaikan.
Which means goodness.
Bagi. Bagi.
Which means for.
Keluarga. Keluarga.
Which means family. In this conversation, you hear the expression
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun? Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Which means, why are many women here skilled in weaving? In the expression, there is the word
Mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why, is used to ask for the reason or explanations about something. The phrase
Bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya?
Is actually asking about the story behind something. Let's listen to another example of using
Mengapa? Mengapa?
Which means why.
Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan? Mengapa masyarakat Buton gemar makan ikan?
Which means why do the people of Buton like to eat fish?
Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal? Mengapa harga kain tenun kamuhu mahal?
Which means why is kamuhu tenun cloth expensive? Kamuhu is a woven cloth from Buton Island, Saudi Sulawesi. Kamuhu is an intangible cultural heritage from Indonesia. On the other hand, there are many variations of woven cloth across Indonesia, such as terful from Papua, pandai sikek from West Sumatra, ulos from North Sumatra, and endek from Bali. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Mengapa banyak perempuan di sini pandai menenun?
Menenun menjadi tradisi bagi perempuan Buton. Kami percaya menenun akan membawa kebaikan bagi keluarga.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Mengapa?
Which means why. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Bye-bye.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Zapin Tudung Lingkup by Dera Amanda. Zapin Tudung Lingkup was composed by Chex Rohim, telling about the beauty of Jambi City. Its lyrics depict the city of Jambi on Sumatra Island, which is known as the city of Islamic students, has arts and culture that continue to be preserved until now. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Zapin Tudung Lingkup by Dera Amanda. Happy listening!
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.